In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. Blue and white paint rapidly spreads, forming an image of a cloudy sky. As the sun sets, the sky takes on an orange hue, then fills with stars. A full moon appears, which turns into a logo. It depicts a child sitting on a crescent moon, holding a fishing pole. DreamWorks, a Comcast company. In animation, at a rodeo, a dark-haired woman in a pink dress flies through the air on the back of a white horse. A blonde man smiles excitedly, and a strawberry hits him in the mouth.
Thank you, Rocky.
Lying on his lap, a baby girl holds a bowl of strawberries. The dark-haired woman performs a backflip on her horse, then rides past the blonde man and baby Lucky.
Hola, mijita. Mama.
Nice job, honey.
Fireworks burst in the sky. Milagro rides over and touches foreheads with the blonde man, then looks down at Lucky.
Be fearless, Fortuna.
She kisses Lucky's hand.
Be strong, be brave, let courage lead the way.
Mama.
Stand tall and know who you are.
Milagro's horse leaps off a platform. As they fly through the air, she drops a pink sash. Lucky catches it. Her father looks devastated as he watches the performance. Fade to black. On a nightstand, photos depict baby Lucky and her parents. Now a preteen girl, Lucky sits on her window ledge.
Come on, who's a good squirrel?
A squirrel sits on a branch.
Come on, trust me. They're peanuts, your favorite.
Come on, Tom. Not even a nibble?
A blonde woman enters.
Where are you?
I'm Cora.
Lucky? Proper ladies do not hang out of window ledges.
Proper ladies also get to go to amazing fun parties.
Your grandfather is running for governor, Lucky. It's a bit more important than an amazing fun party. Do I need to remind you of what happened at the last event?
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes indeed. You're not missing anything besides...
Hate other kids.
Lucky.
Fun. An elephant? Come on.
I know living with Grandpa isn't easy, but part of being a Prescott is not always having what you want, but doing what's best for the family. Now, come down from there and finish your math lesson. If this new tutor of yours has one more nervous breakdown...
If a train traveling 25 miles per hour leaves the station at 8 a.m., when will I ever need to know this?
Yes, Father.
This is an emergency. My tie.
Cora fixes her father's bow tie.
Just think of it, Cora. From railroad baron to governor.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because Prescott's never give up.
That a girl.
Are you sure we shouldn't put a lock on the door?
The train has to stop every 100 miles to refill water. At what time will the train get...
She spots the squirrel.
Hello, Tom. Oh, so nice of you to return, sir.
She lets him inside.
Tom, we talked about this. Tom, you're betraying my trust. Tom!
She chases Tom to a ballroom.
We really need to get a lock for that door. Stop! No!
Tom leaps, and Lucky swings on a rope after him.
Why are squirrels so fast? Grandpa's going to kill me.
Outside the mansion.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this most auspicious day, my campaign launch. I pledge to you that I'll run this state as firmly as I run my own home. I'll put a stop to all this chaos.
Hi, Grandpa.
A fire spreads behind Lucky.
Okay.
Tom the squirrel lands on her grandpa's face, and the image becomes a newspaper photo. Now on a train.
Grumpy's just good, right?
Usually.
I mean, if anyone can pull off a squirrel on his face, it's Grandpa. He has to speak to us again eventually, right? Once, you know, his face heals.
Grandpa just needs some peace and quiet to get his campaign back on track. We can go home at the end of the summer.
Why can't we just go back to the lake house?
Why? Because it's still somewhat underwater? along with most of my fondest childhood memories.
I said I was sorry.
A woman looks in.
Mr. Twinkles, what are these people doing in our cabin?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You must be mistaken.
Mr. Twinkles, did you see his little tie? He looks like he's all ready for the theater or something. Wait, do they have a theater where we're going? Or a library? Or a zoo? Or anything?
Let's get the outside.
Cora shuts the window.
Outside. Shall we? Feet. We may be spending the summer in the wilderness, but we are not wild animals.
What's it even like in Miradro?
Miradero.
What am I supposed to call him?
Well, you can call him Dad. Or Father. Or, Jim?
Jim. Hello, Jim. How have the last 10 years been, Jim?
Oh, honey. It wasn't easy for him after your mom died. Something broke in your father and he...
Why didn't he come with me?
Sweetheart, he was alone in the wilderness with a baby. He did what he thought, well, what we all thought was best.
Oh, is it in the bathroom?
I beg your pardon. Lucky.
A conductor enters.
Oh, this is a private cabin.
Sorry. The dining car closes in 5 minutes.
Well, I believe it is time for some tea. Don't move.
The next stop is Miradero.
Cora leaves and Lucky opens the window.
Oh, no.
Her hair tie flies off and she frowns. Lucky spots a buckskin horse galloping alongside the train. It bears a golden coat with a black mane, tail, and stockings. More Mustangs gallop into view and follow the buckskin. Lucky watches them in awe. She smiles. The buckskin Mustang glances at Lucky as it gallops ahead. As the train speeds on, the wild horses fall behind. Lucky rushes back through the train cars. She trips over a brawny man's boot, then accidentally hits another man. The man wakes and hits his companions. Lucky exits the car and finds the lead Mustang running alongside the train. The other wild horses gallop after it through the desert landscape. Lucky looks into the dining car, then spots Cora and shuts the door. The girl ducks out of view, then climbs alongside the exterior of the train. Cora eyes desserts.
Cake. Mmm. Let's see. Chocolate? Lemon?
Ooh, coconut!
Oh, you're such a
The woman
boy.
Feeds Cora's dessert selection to her dog. Cora spots Lucky and accidentally spits food onto the woman's face.
Lucky?
She looks outside.
Lucky!
As Cora hurries through the crowded dining car, the dog bites on her dress. Lucky climbs along the side of the train car and reaches the rear platform. She watches the wild horses gallop after the train. The lead Mustang whips its head back, then whinnies. Smiling, Lucky reaches out, almost touching the Mustang's nose. The train shakes and the brawny man stops Lucky from falling.
Whoa! Watch yourself, fair princess. You'll make someone real unhappy you go diving overboard like that. Now you best just stay away from them wild horses.
Lucky, there you are.
You're going to be the end of me.
I am much obliged, mister.
Well, the name's Hendricks, ma'am.
I should put you on a leash, you know, and I'm going to...
Just a second. Leash.
Lucky peers through the back window and frowns. As the train plows ahead, a title appears over the countryside. DreamWorks, Spirit Untamed. A sign at the Miradero station reads, JFP Railroad. As the train arrives, Lucky stares nervously out her window. Cora disembarks.
Just remember, be yourself. Be your best self. Be the you that doesn't start fires. Lucky?
I'm too young for gray hair.
Cora returns to find Lucky looking somber in their cabin.
Hey, don't worry. He's really looking forward to seeing you. And I bet you this summer will go by much faster than you think.
Outside.
Oh, what's that smell?
Sorry, ma'am. He spits.
A man passes with a llama.
Don't worry, Aunt Cora. I bet the summer will go by faster than you think.
Very funny.
Lucky notices a long-faced man.
Is that him?
No.
I don't see him anywhere.
Are we in the right place?
Yes, unfortunately. I'll go check if he's in his office. Don't move until I get back.
Hendrix and his men emerge.
Ah, both.
Yeah, I can go for a steak.
Stay out of trouble now, hey, Princess.
This ain't the coast.
Change of plans, boys. Now listen up. We ran out of money. I saw some horses from the train. That'll buy us our next ticket out of here.
Hey, you know where they got money?
Thanks.
You remember how well that worked out last time?
Look at this.
Now get going. We'll earn that bacon.
The train pulls away, revealing a festive rodeo. Lucky spots it and smiles. A man rides his horse by spectators. Lucky glances toward the office, then heads to the rodeo. In the riding ring, women in matching pink dresses perform on horseback. A boy chases a small donkey.
Hey, come back! Give me
life! Let's give a warm round of applause to Valentina and Las Caballeras!
Lucky watches in awe.
Brought to you by Prescott Railways and Grange's Garage. Stable so fine, you'll want to sleep there yourself.
One rider spots Lucky.
Fortuna? What? Bienvenida, Fortuna. Hola, ¿cómo estás? We've been expecting you. You look just like your mother.
Sí, ¿te pareces a tu madre?
Bienvenida, Fortuna. Wait, you knew her?
Ah, sí. Everyone knew Milagro.
Here, you should have this. Your mother had one just like it.
Valentina gives Lucky a pink sash.
Monica!
Wait!
Yeah. Next stop, our very own Western reigning champ and the champion of her old dad's heart, my daughter, Prue Granger!
About the same age as Lucky, Prue rides out on a Palomino horse named Chica Linda.
She's been making my head spin for 13 years, so I'm used to it.
Whoa, horses can do that?
Prue's horse steps backwards, then prances.
Whoa.
All right, show off. Don't you have chores to do?
Fortuna, Esperanza, Navarro, Prescott, you get back here.
Aunt Cora, you have to see this.
Oh, the smell.
Cora stumbles as she makes her way through a pen crowded with cows. Lucky laughs. Reaching the other side, Cora falls over the fence. A rugged man hurries over.
May I offer you a hand there, ma'am?
Well, I never.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Cora leads Lucky away.
Unbelievable. Stranding us at the station like common vagabonds.
Did you see those amazing women riding those horses? One gave me the sash.
I need a strong cup of tea and to burn this dress.
Aunt Cora, did you ever see my mom perform?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget it. She was amazing. She did this incredible backflip off her horse. I believe my stomach did a backflip, too.
Watch that way!
Wait, sir?
A man drives through town on a wagon.
A ride?
Need a ride? Snips is the name. And this noble steed is Señor Carrots, my business partner. Where to, ma'am?
Thank you, no. But if you could just point us in the direction of the Prescott house.
I'll get you there in a jiffy for just the penny.
No.
Snips pulls Cora onto the tiny donkey.
Next stop, Prescott house.
Señor Carrots refuses to move.
Okay. Here we are, in a jiffy, as advertised. Your destination just ahead. That'll be one penny.
Okay.
Yep. You little thief!
You saw nothing.
Enjoy your stay! Like the wind!
Better stop harassing those nice people!
On horseback, a blonde girl lassos Snips. She hog-ties him, then turns to Lucky.
Oh my gosh, you must be Lucky Prescott. I like your hair and your dress.
Oh, and your shoes. I didn't know shoes could be cute. Can I try them on?
Sorry about my brother.
I'm the one you ought to apologize to.
Oh.
Hey, stop! Not the hair!
Here. I'm Abigail. This is my best friend, Boomerang.
Say hello, Boom.
It's a pleasure to meet you, madame. It's nice to meet you, too.
Uh-oh, I'm up. See you later.
Abigail, you can't leave me here.
Watch me. Good luck out there.
Abigail rides away.
I think that donkey ate part of my dress.
Later.
She was my age, and she was on this beautiful horse. And did you know that horses could walk backwards? It's like
crazy.
At last, civilization.
Lucky stares wide-eyed at a yellow farmhouse as Cora knocks.
Jim?
Cora looks in a window.
Jim Prescott!
Lucky sits on a swing nearby. Cora climbs onto a barrel of apples.
James Prescott Jr.
She throws an apple.
Jim.
Lucky's blonde father emerges from the barn.
Cora?
Oh! Jim!
Jim spots his daughter.
Lucky.
Lucky smiles hesitantly. She waves. The apple rolls off the roof and hits Jim in the head. They walk to the house.
I can't believe you guys are here. How was the trip?
I thought you guys were coming on the 20th.
It is the 20th.
Oh, right. Well, that explains it. The house. It's not. I'm not ready.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Jim opens the door.
Home sweet home.
A spider crawls by.
Mi casa es su casa.
Lucky enters.
Just step on over that one. Yeah, you can just... Sorry about the mess. I bring my work home with me. There is more, of course. We eat there, and the sleeping is upstairs. I can show you your room. Watch your step. Don't want those falling on any toes. Solid iron. You know, safer than the old strap rail tracks. Much heavier. The hazards of running a railroad.
Cora looks at clutter.
Don't go near those boxes, Cora. Highly explosive.
Oh.
Upstairs, Jim brings Lucky to a strawberry-themed room.
So, this is your room. What do you think?
That's a lot of strawberries.
Oh.
He hides a strawberry doll.
You like strawberries, right?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, you used to.
Oh.
She sets down her suitcase.
Huh.
Jim looks awkward.
Yep. You were like this. But now, I mean, you're like this, so... Well, I'll let you unpack and get settled.
She holds the pink sash.
Where'd you get that?
A woman at the rodeo gave it to me.
Oh. Los Caballeros. They used to ride with your mother.
Right. Yeah, they actually said I looked just like her.
Well, make yourself comfortable. There are extra sheets in the hall. Towels. Yeah, you do look just like her.
Lucky smiles at her dad.
Yep. Really glad you're here. Missed you.
What's that smell?
He goes downstairs. Lucky takes clothing to the wardrobe. Opening it, she notices a crack in the backside. She peeks through and finds another room beyond. Lucky spots a dress form and a vanity dresser. The girl uses all her strength to slide the wardrobe aside, revealing a doorway to the hidden room.
Oh.
The room contains several of her mother's hats, as well as a poster of Las Caballeras. As Lucky steps inside, her dress gets caught on a painted box bearing her mother's name, Milagro. Lucky finds her mother's pink dress hanging among other garments. A breeze flutters the curtains. She spots a poster featuring Milagro in the pink dress, standing on her white horse. Lucky lets down her dark hair. Behind her, a zoetrope begins to spin. Lucky peers through the toy slots as images of Milagro on her horse appear animated. Lucky goes to her bedroom window. She smiles, gazing at the quaint small town and the distant mountain landscape. The girl hurries downstairs. Cora opens a pantry and finds a crate of dynamite.
Jim.
I'm gonna go explore!
Yeah, it's probably safer outdoors.
An overhead view shows Jim's house nestled among trees on a hilltop overlooking Miradero and a river. The view draws back over the small Old West town. Colorful buildings stand on either side of the main street. People mill about, some with horses and wagons. On the other side of town, Lucky approaches a corral connected to a barn. Lucky climbs onto the fence and stares at the closed red barn. In the corral, Prue stands by the water trough.
You're Lucky Prescott, right?
Hi.
Prue Granger.
I know. I saw you at the rodeo. You were amazing.
Thanks, but I totally messed up my rain back. I'll get it right for the festival at the end of summer.
They glance at the barn.
Is that barn okay?
Should hold tight. Some clowns rented the corral to break a wild horse they just brought in.
Break?
It's not as bad as it sounds. Or the horse, anyway.
The barn doors burst open as Hendrix rides the buckskin Mustang.
You're gonna be worth a lot of money.
The horse bucks and rears as it gallops around the corral. He digs his spurs into the horse's side.
That is not right. Hold on.
Prue runs off. Hendrix waves his hat as he rides the wild horse. The horse gallops forward and halts, throwing Hendrix into the fence near Lucky. The Mustang charges, and Hendrix jumps over the fence.
You crazy horse.
You're the one getting broken today, Hendrix.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Why, hello there, princess. See, I told you these horses right here, they're dangerous. Now, you best just run along now. Now, who's the knucklehead who didn't strap this saddle on right?
It wasn't me. It was him.
Bunch of dimwits. Dang, horse, you ever give up?
Lucky watches as Hendrix and his men lasso the Mustang.
Change of plans, boys. Let's get this animal under control, shall we?
As the horse struggles, Prue arrives with her father, Al.
I don't know where you guys rode in from, but in my corral, we treated horses with respect. If you don't like it, you can just move along. Are we clear?
Yes, sir. We're absolutely clear. Sure thing, boss. We didn't mean for it to get out of hand. This Mustang's just got a lot of spirit. All right, boys, let's call it a day. Give this horse a rest.
Hendrix nods at Al.
We'll come back tomorrow.
Al leaves.
When he's nice and thirsty.
Hendrix kicks over the water trough.
Charming.
Boys, I'll have this beast ready for the work meal in no time.
They leave the horse tied to the fence. Lucky runs over.
Remember me? From the train?
She pulls the ropes loose. The horse runs free around the corral.
You do have a lot of spirit.
The horse rears and kicks. Lucky looks at Prue.
You want help filling that back up?
Oh, no way. I wouldn't want you to get your dress dirty.
What? This thing?
Oh, okay, then.
At the dinner table.
Wait. Let me get this straight. The squirrel came down the stairs in the middle of his campaign speech and landed on my father's face?
Jim reads the paper.
The Honorable James Prescott?
Yeah, maybe.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Cora lifts her eyebrows. Lucky smiles.
Yeah. One minute he was all...
The family motto is my campaign promise to you. Oh,
Prescott's never give up!
And then it jumped on his face and he screamed.
Lucky splatters potatoes on Cora.
Sorry, Aunt Cora.
Cora wipes her face, then laughs with them.
I think that was just overdue payback for some food fights your Aunt Cora started back when
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think we've told enough stories for one night. Don't you, Jim?
Lucky, how was your first day exploring Meridero?
Great. I made some friends. Well, I hope we'll be friends. One's kind of shy and he's a little wild.
Wild?
What's his name? Where does he live?
His name is Spirit. We met on the train. Well, outside the train, technically.
You mean that horse?
The one in Al's corral? No.
No, what?
You will not go near that horse again. Ever.
But why? It's not Spirit's fault Mom fell off a horse.
No. You don't know what you're talking about. You stay away from that horse. No horses.
Lucky frowns.
I'm full.
She leaves the room. Jim's shoulders droop.
Okay.
Watching him leave, Cora munches on a carrot. In the morning, Lucky wakes up in bed. Smiling, Cora sets out breakfast on the dining table.
Pancakes.
Breakfast?
My favorite.
Good morning.
Lucky frowns.
I'm not hungry.
Lucky, if you're going out, you can run some errands.
Fine.
Cora hands her a basket.
I'm going to check on my guys at the station. Maybe they'll have breakfast.
Cora watches them go.
Ugh.
As Lucky runs through town, a sack drops in front of her.
Oh, Dad, whoa. Look out.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Lucky.
Well, Lucky Prescott. Where are you off to in such a gallop?
She glances at Al's barn.
Getting some groceries for Aunt Cora.
Well, you're a bit turned around. Grocer's back that way.
Oh, yes. Okay, thanks.
Bye, Lucky. I get to drive.
Okay, but don't tell your mother. She'll have my hide.
Leaving the general store, Lucky spots Hendricks and his men.
Express
midnight, dummy.
And security's looser than my grandpappy's teeth. Just the old man and his llama.
I hate
llama. At the corral, Lucky finds Spirit tied to the fence.
Hey, easy now. Easy. It's all right, boy.
Prue arrives.
All this new stuff is kind of scary. I think we'll be okay. Trust me.
Hey, kitty girl.
Lucky unties the rope.
This is a wild one.
Yeah, he just startled me.
Yeah, that's because you startled him.
Got it. Sorry! Oh, sorry.
Just take it slow. Horses can feel what you feel. So, if you want him to trust you, you've got to show him the three C's. Calm, confidence, and carrots. Well, you have fun. See you later.
From her spilled grocery basket, Lucky grabs a potato.
You hungry, bud? Yeah, I don't like to eat when I'm mad either.
Is that a potato?
Why? Would that be bad?
Abigail dismounts her horse.
You might want to try something a little less potato-y. Horses are finicky. They've got a real sweet tooth.
She gives Lucky
Thanks.
An apple.
That is better than a potato.
Mm. I've got you covered, buddy. Don't you worry.
Abigail feeds one to Boomerang.
Okay. How about this one? Spirit?
Lucky holds out the apple, and Spirit turns away.
It's okay. You can't rush these things. I spent a whole week singing to Boomerang before he would let me ride him.
Really?
Well, Snip said the Boomerang only really let me ride him so that I would stop singing.
Abigail tosses the apple into the corral.
I don't know. Point is, it's just these things take time.
Well, I have plenty of that. See you later.
Spirit eats it.
Oh, yes!
Lucky startles him.
Oh, no, no. Sorry.
She climbs off the fence. Spirit paws at the ground with his hoof, and she smiles. Lucky holds up a finger to Spirit, then picks apples off a tree.
All this time.
She tosses an apple into the corral, and Spirit turns around. He hesitantly sniffs the fruit. The Mustang eats it. As Lucky holds out another apple, Spirit turns away. She frowns. From the barn, Abigail gives her two thumbs up. Lucky rolls her eyes. Riding nearby, Prue and her horse practice their routine. Spirit notices Lucky walking away. The Mustang trots over to the fence. Lucky glances back with a smile. Arriving with his men, Hendricks notices the girl. Outside her dad's house, Lucky fills her bag with apples from the barrel. Cora smiles as she watches from the window. Jim stumbles out of his smoky barn. Noticing Lucky, he gives a tentative wave.
What are you up to?
She leaves. Jim goes back inside. Cora frowns and eats her pancakes. At the corral, Spirit lifts his head as Lucky arrives. She unties his rope and he happily trots around. She tosses apples onto the ground, causing Spirit to walk closer as he eats them. Lucky holds one out for him. As he hesitantly reaches for it, she tries to pet him and he darts away. Looking discouraged, Lucky sits outside the fence. Abigail joins her, holding her ukulele. Carrying a western saddle, Prue sits with them. Lucky glances at her new friends. As time passes, Lucky remains alone by the fence. The sky darkens and rain falls. Spirit notices the girl asleep, leaning on the fence. From the barn, Prue and Abigail watch as Spirit crosses the corral to Lucky. She wakes up and finds him standing over her.
I am strong on my own. No darkness.
As Lucky stands on the fence, she and the Mustang gaze at each other. Smiling, she holds out an apple. Spirit reaches out and sniffs the apple, then gently takes it in his teeth. Holding a blanket over their heads, Prue and Abigail watch. They join Lucky, shielding her from the rain. Spirit prances around the corral. Nearby, Hendrix watches from beneath a tree. He bites an apple. In the morning, Jim and Cora sit at the breakfast table. Lucky joins them.
Good morning.
They both look surprised.
Good morning.
She takes a bite of her pancakes.
Could you pass me the strawberries?
Jim smiles. He passes the strawberries and Lucky eats one. Upstairs, Lucky searches her mother's clothes. She dons a white and pink blouse, jeans, and tall black boots. She ties the pink sash around her waist. Later, she walks through town.
Hola. Buen día.
Hola, Fortuna.
Lucky arrives at the corral. Spirit glances at her, then perks his ears up and turns. He watches as she climbs atop the fence. Lucky hops down into the corral. Spirit tosses his head. She takes a step toward the Mustang.
Easy, boy.
He rears up.
It's okay. Oh.
Spirit tosses his head and circles the corral, keeping his distance from her.
Easy, boy. Easy.
Lucky takes a step and he darts away. Lucky takes a step forward, and Spirit takes a step back. The girl begins another step, but moves backward instead. Spirit steps toward her, and she smiles. They begin circling each other, with Spirit keeping his distance. Lucky starts back the other way, and Spirit does the same. The girl halts, and so does the horse. She changes direction quickly, and Spirit hops. Lucky takes two steps forward, then begins backing away at a steady pace. Spirit walks closer. As they stand face to face, he eyes her curiously. She feeds him a peppermint candy.
Oh, I've got something for you.
Whoa, not my whole hand.
Lucky holds out her arm, and Spirit sniffs it. He walks around Lucky, sniffing all over her. He nudges her gently with his nose. Lucky reaches out and he recoils slightly, then lowers his head and allows her to pet his face.
It's okay. It's okay. Easy, boy. Easy.
She moves to his side and puts her hands on his back. He pins his ears and hops away slightly. Spirit sniffs her hand, then snorts.
Hey!
Lucky snorts back at him. Moving to his side, she takes a hold of his black mane. Lucky takes a step forward, and he sidesteps away from her. She steps away, and he steps closer. Lucky tries to mount the Mustang, and he moves away, causing her to fall.
All right, so that's how it's gonna be.
Spirit nuzzles her.
Let's try this again.
Brushing herself off, Lucky stands. She moves beside the Mustang and grabs his long mane.
Okay, boy, here we go.
Lucky falls off.
What you doing?
Ugh, snips. I almost had it.
Want some advice?
Is it gonna cost me a penny?
Spirit eats hay as Lucky climbs the fence.
You sure about this?
Easy peasy. It's how I first learned to walk. My dad held the carrot and I followed him around the corral. Wait a second.
His donkey chews a carrot.
Hey, what's that?
Snips steals it from him. Spirit watches Snips go to the gate and try to open it.
Easy, boy.
Snips opens the gate as Lucky jumps on Spirit's back.
Uh-oh.
Spirit charges out. Prue notices.
Watch it.
Ooh, that's not good.
Snips gets on his donkey.
Ride like the wind, Señor Carrots.
Carrots slowly trots. Spirit gallops through the rodeo grounds.
Easy, boy, easy. Slow down a little, please.
the Mustang bucks.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Whoa. Careful, careful.
Practicing barrel racing, Abigail spots them.
Whoa. Wow, you really went for it. Whoa. Good for you.
How do you stop?
She needs help.
Prue and Abigail follow.
She looks like fun. Crazy, but fun.
In town.
I said to her, no, it's not happening. And I laid down the law. Mm-hmm. I put my foot down.
Daughters, terrifying. You gotta earn their trust a little at a time. Two steps forward, 50 steps back.
Well, as long as none of those steps are in your corral.
She is her mother's daughter. I'll keep an eye on her and those Wranglers. Something about that Hendrix is familiar.
Wanted posters feature Hendrix.
Ugh, snips.
You know that wild horse you got in the corral?
Yeah? What about it?
Well, there was this gust of wind, and the gate flew open, which I had nothing to do with. And then Lucky fell onto the horse, and they took off towards the canyon.
What?
That's not good.
Lucky rides into the canyon. Spirit glances back at her, then leaps over a rock. Abigail and Prue ride after them.
Yeah! Come on, go, 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 go.
Spirit crosses a narrow stone bridge, and it collapses.
Hold on. Wait, we have to turn back.
Lucky struggles to hang on. The other girls follow on the opposite side of the gorge.
Good thing her name's Lucky.
Well, is her middle name Irony?
Lucky, sit up and hold on with your legs.
Just hang on. Whatever you do, don't look down.
Too late.
She eyes the steep drop.
Just slow down. Please, Spirit. Stop.
Prue and Abigail jump to Lucky's side of the gorge.
You are getting so many carrots later, bud. Hi!
Come on.
They ride closer.
Let's do the two-hand pickup.
The what now?
Just grab a hand on the count of two. One, two!
Lucky nearly falls, and they spot a gap up ahead.
Don't!
Lucky leaps toward her friends as Spirit jumps over the gap. Abigail and Prue catch her. Their horses stop short of the cliff. Spirit gallops into the distance. Sitting behind Prue, Lucky throws up her arms.
I just rode a horse. I almost died, but I just rode a horse.
Around here, we call that hanging on for dear life.
Hey, but it's a start. You're a natural.
There they are.
The fathers arrive.
Lucky, are you okay? You okay?
Did
fingers,
you
toes,
see
face.
Me?
Everything's okay. Okay.
It was amazing.
You're okay. I'm okay.
We were
She's
going
okay.
so fast.
She's okay,
I can
Al.
See that.
Whole girl here.
Mostly
under control.
Exciting, and then...
Lucky, you are lucky you didn't get yourself killed.
I know, but I was just going to ride him in the corral, and
he shouldn't
then...
have been anywhere near that horse.
Come on, troublemakers.
As Jim pulls Lucky by the hand, she gazes sadly in the direction of Spirit at home.
I asked for one thing. One.
It was an accident.
You don't listen.
But...
You don't listen. That horse doesn't belong to you.
He doesn't belong to those Wranglers either. They're mistreating him, and you don't even care.
This isn't the city. Around here, we have different rules.
Well, you should change your rules. And by the way, you can't just come back into my life and tell me what to do.
You're going back to your grandfather's. You'll be safe there.
What? That's not fair.
I'm getting you two on the next train.
I thought Prescott's never give up. But you're giving up on me again.
I'm trying to keep you safe.
Sorry to be such a burden.
She storms into her room. Cora shuts the front door, then sits next to Jim on the stairs.
Well, just be thankful nothing's on fire.
Lucky opens her window and gazes outside. She takes a deep breath. The vibrant sunset silhouettes a towering rock formation that resembles a horse's neck and head. A breeze sweeps past Lucky and into her mother's room. The girl spots the spinning zoetrope. Holding a lantern, she approaches it. Spinning the toy, she views the animated images of her mother standing on the galloping white horse. Lucky turns away with a thoughtful look. She finds a tall pair of riding boots adorned with hearts. Wearing them, she checks her reflection in her full-length mirror. Downstairs, Jim stands with Cora.
Maybe Father was wrong taking Lucky from you.
No, he was right. I couldn't keep her mother safe. How was I supposed to keep her safe?
What happened to Milagro was an accident. You said yourself she'd done that trick 100 times before with her eyes closed.
Lucky dangles from a tree.
But she's so reckless!
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
He goes to the window.
She's just not safe here.
Lucky hides.
Sometimes you have to take a risk, Jim.
I did that already.
and that didn't work out.
As he stands at the window, Lucky collects apples, then hurries off.
Jim, I've done everything I can for Lucky. What she needs now more than anything is her father. She needs you.
I couldn't bear it if anything happened to her.
He sits and hangs his head.
Cora, I don't know what I'm doing.
Cora comforts him. Lucky stops to glance back at her dad, then continues off into the night. Following the railroad tracks, she sneaks past the sleeping cowboy and his llama at the Miradero station. Later, she steps slowly along the tracks. Lucky approaches a bridge leading into a thick haze. In the fog up ahead, Lucky spots a bright light approaching. It breaks apart into many tiny glowing fireflies. She smiles as they flutter around her. One briefly lands on her nose. Lucky turns, then nervously proceeds across the railroad bridge into the thick fog. The girl emerges into a dark forest. She looks around as tall, leafy trees sway in the breeze. Clutching her bag full of apples, she moves ahead cautiously. Lucky stops, then glances back down the tracks. Stepping off of them, she ventures into the moonlit forest, wearing her mother's boots. Climbing over a boulder, she drops an apple and briefly loses her footing.
Whoa.
Lucky grabs the apple and looks around fearfully. She startles at a fallen tree that resembles a wolf. Relieved, Lucky continues ahead. Hiding behind a boulder, she peers over it. Lucky finds countless fireflies glowing over a misty field, with a horse-shaped peak in the distance. A full moon shines in the cloud-streaked sky. Lucky hops over the boulder and strolls into the field. She gazes around in wonder. She twirls and fireflies swirl around her. Looking upward, she gazes upon the starry sky dappled with clouds.
Wow.
A figure approaches through the fog, and Lucky looks afraid. Emerging, Spirit puts up his ears.
Spirit.
She steps forward and the Mustang startles.
Oh.
Lucky holds out her hand, then takes a calm breath and steps back. Spirit timidly steps forward. They slowly walk toward each other. Spirit lets Lucky touch his muzzle.
Hey, boy.
As she hugs him, he notices her apple bag.
I knew I'd see you.
Spirit takes the bag.
Hey!
She takes it back, and Spirit eats an apple. Lucky looks unsure as two dark horses approach, one bearing a striped face. More Mustangs approach, some with solid coats and others with speckles. They form a circle around Lucky and Spirit.
Wow. Your family.
Some of them startle away from Lucky and Spirit neighs. The others pin back their ears sheepishly. Lucky takes a deep breath. She pulls out an apple, and the horse with the striped face sniffs the air. Lucky rolls the apple closer to the horse. Eyeing the girl, the horse cautiously sniffs it.
Don't worry. It's okay.
Lucky rolls more apples. A spotted horse eats one, then steals another from the horse beside it.
Well, I hope I brought enough. Here.
Crouching by her bag, she rolls more apples to the others. Four horses step forward, and Lucky smiles. Spirit stands by the girl as she continues dispersing the treats. Lucky stands upright. The wild animals calmly approach, forming a tight circle around Spirit and the girl. Lucky grins at them. A speckled foal emerges.
Oh.
It stands behind its mother.
I have one just your size. Don't be shy.
The mare encourages her foal, who trots forward and takes the apple by its stem.
Hello, little brave one.
The stem breaks and the apple flies away. The foal retrieves it and stands beneath its mom.
What's wrong?
Spirit neighs, and the others look up as the wranglers ride in. Spirit pins back his ears in anger.
All right, boys, let's round them up!
Hendrix twirls a lasso.
I told you, boys, we'd get the rest of them!
Leave them alone!
As the horses flee, the wranglers lasso one's neck and another's leg.
No!
Oh, look, every single one!
You got it, boy!
Spirit knocks down a wrangler, and Hendrix eyes him.
Stallion's mine!
Lucky trips by the railroad tracks as a train approaches. Turning away, she covers her ear.
Hurry up now, come on! Let's load them up!
The men load horses.
Well, have a nice ride, ladies.
They take the mother and her foal.
You can't do this!
Ain't no first class on this train.
Spirit dodges lassos and knocks wranglers down, then charges Hendrix.
Yeah, I got you now, boy.
No! Oh! Horses aren't
These
yours.
Horses are none
Hendrix
of your
kicks Lucky.
But thank you for leading me straight to
him. Watch out for that stallion!
Spirit knocks Hendrix down. He tries to save the other horses, but the car door closes them inside.
Hendrix, we gotta go. We're gonna make that boat.
The train moves.
Change of plan, boys. The crazy one stays here. Get off me. Hurry up, let's go.
The wranglers hop onto the train, and Spirit chases it. Lucky wears a desperate expression. She runs away from the train tracks. As the sun begins to rise, Lucky stops to catch her breath on a grassy slope. The somber girl drops to her knees. Spirit approaches.
Spirit!
He rears emphatically. The Mustang nods his head at Lucky, then towards the woods.
We can't do this alone.
As Lucky rubs his muzzle, Spirit lowers onto his front knee and bows. Lucky stares in awe.
All right, boy. Let's go get help.
She mounts him and he gallops away. They race across the railroad bridge, then approach Al's stable. Inside, Prue grooms her horse. Out of breath, Lucky opens the door.
I need your help.
Chica Linda shakes her head. Later.
So, you want us to get on our horses, ride all night to stop a speeding train, take down a band of dirty old thieves, and release a herd of wild horses?
Yeah, maybe.
Lucky, that's crazy.
But if we don't try, Spirit's herd is gone forever. You know what they do to horses up north? They work them to death.
Prue shows a map.
Okay, let me show you exactly how impossible it is. Hendrix and his men are headed for a boat up here at the docks on a speeding train. And we're down here with horses. It's too far.
What if we take a shortcut over this big pointy thingy?
That big pointy thing is Heck Mountain. It's impossible to cross on horseback. That's a full day and most of the night's ride. And even if by some miracle we did make it, how are we supposed to get the horses off of a moving train?
If a train traveling at 25 miles an hour has to stop every 100 miles, Aunt Cora was right. I do need to know this.
What now?
The train has to stop to refill water along the way. If we cut over the mountain, we can beat the train to this water depot at noon tomorrow.
Whoa, what's the Ridge of Regret?
You don't want to know.
Abigail enters.
From what I hear, there's a lot of dangers lurking around those parts. Dangers that only those with good fortune return from.
Return from?
I've heard tales. The most treacherous and merciless creatures hiding in the shadows. Creatures you wouldn't believe.
She makes shadow puppets.
There's a moose, and he's a-waiting. But he doesn't know what he's waiting for.
How's she?
They say at the bottom of a bridge is a shifty fox who's just sitting there, being shifty. And then there's a possum that just hangs out, lighting matches.
Abigail falls and knocks over a lantern.
Abigail, not near the map. I think what Abigail is trying to say is, it's way too dangerous.
Lucky leaves.
If you're not gonna help me, Spirit and I will be fine on our own.
Prue resumes grooming her horse.
You know, Prue, you're right. We would never be able to save those poor, innocent, beautiful horses.
I smell rule breaking.
Eyeing Snips, Abigail grabs her rope.
Uh-oh.
Lucky rides Spirit to the railroad bridge. Her friends catch up.
Hey, Lucky!
Lucky,
wait for us!
You changed your mind.
No, I still think this is a terrible idea.
But
this is Miradero. Out here, we stick together.
Thanks, guys.
You can thank us after we make it over that big pointy thing.
Heck Mountain!
We better hurry up if we want to make it to the water depot before noon tomorrow.
Lucky struggles to ride Spirit.
Keep your heels down, shoulders back, eyes where you want him to go.
She stiffens.
You're liable to cramp.
I know.
Spirit takes off.
Careful!
When you trust yourself, your horse will too. He'll know exactly what you're thinking. Then you'll be joined up.
Joined up, that's my favorite trail song.
Abigail plays.
When the trail gets rough, I've got my pal and that's enough. We join up.
Prue looks annoyed. The scenery changes as the girls travel through the woods and mountains. They continue through a field of wildflowers. Abigail stands on her saddle as she sings. Prue's horse, Chicalinda, throws a mouthful of grass at her. Later, Spirit looks drowsy, and the other two horses nudge him encouragingly. The friends ride through a desert landscape toward a canyon.
About that time that you liberated a monkey from the zoo.
The birthday that flooded.
Or the time you accidentally locked the math tutor in the closet and couldn't get him out.
I did get in trouble for that one. He really talks about me that much?
Sometimes my dad pretends he has to go to the bathroom just to get your dad to stop talking about you.
See? I told you there was a moose waiting.
They approach a rope bridge.
Here it is. You cross this bridge, and then it's a straight shot up the mountain. To the water depot.
Is it supposed to move that much?
It's fine. Suspension bridges are built to support incredible weight.
The bridge breaks under Chicalinda's hoof. She hops back, and the bridge drops into the deep canyon.
Now what?
Now, I decide not to die falling into a canyon, but instead go home and have my dad kill me for even attempting this.
And just give up?
I'm sorry, Lucky. We tried. We really did. But we don't have a choice.
No, give me a minute. I'll figure out a different way.
Abigail waves from across the canyon.
Boomerang and I'll just wait over here.
What?
How did she...
What? The great Prue Granger can't handle a little jump?
I can, but we can't.
I can do it.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Spirit charges ahead.
Okay, I guess we're doing this. All right, don't look down, don't pull back, and just trust him.
They leap off the edge toward a rock pillar. Lucky panics, startling Spirit. He hits the edge of the pillar and slips off.
Lucky
and Spirit slide down the side of the pillar and into the canyon at Jim's house.
Oh, have you seen Lucky? I feel horrible about last night.
I'm sure she's just blowing off some steam. Just give her some time.
I was looking for this.
I'm sure she's perfectly fine wherever she is.
Lucky!
In the canyon.
Lucky! Are you dead?
A little. I could really use that possum lighting matches.
Spirit gets up.
I'm sorry, boy. I should have trusted you.
Lucky! Just follow our voices.
She nuzzles Spirit and mounts him.
All your weird, random stories when we need them.
Spirit starts to climb.
Easy, boy.
I know.
Prue snatches the ukulele.
Intermission.
Spirit goes up a steep, rocky slope.
That's it. Leg on.
Come on, Spirit.
Yes, you got it. Just trust and move with him.
Okay. We got this.
You gotta loosen.
I said loosen.
Easy there. Easy, boy.
You're doing great.
We're gonna make it.
She's got it.
I thought she was a goner.
We never doubted you.
Spirit and Lucky reach the top. The three horses rear up and kick their front legs joyfully. Boomerang licks Spirit.
I told you we'd find a different way.
I'd call that different.
Yeah, but now we're too far down the canyon and don't have time to backtrack.
Well, let's go up so we can get a better view of where we are.
Whew. That was the scariest thing I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Nothing can be scarier than that.
Later, they stop under a dark, cloudy sky.
I'm guessing this is the Ridge of Regret.
They stand atop a towering ridge.
I regret it already.
The narrow ridge winds through the fog.
Chica Linda, careful, girl.
Chica Linda slips, and rocks plummet down the sheer cliff.
Okay. Where are you guys with all that great advice now?
Spirit charges.
Whoa, Lucky!
Slowing down, the Mustang takes careful steps along the narrow ridge. Lucky glances around anxiously. His hoof bumps a few stones, and they plummet far below. Lucky clutches Spirit's mane, and he looks back at her.
Be fearless.
She relaxes and lets go. Lowering his head, Spirit moves forward one step at a time along the treacherous path. Lucky keeps her eyes closed.
Listen to the wind.
Abigail shares a nervous look with Prue. They watch Lucky advance.
Feel the sun on your face. Trust that you will find your way.
Prue offers the ukulele back to Abigail and gives her a nod. Playing nervously, Abigail rides ahead.
Here we go.
Boomerang follows Spirit. Prue takes a deep breath.
Be strong.
Okay.
She rides Chica Linda along the dangerous path.
Stand tall and know who you are.
As fog drifts around them, the three friends ride on. Chica Linda stumbles briefly. Spirit and Lucky hop up to a wider section of rock. The others follow them off the Ridge of Regret.
Oh, I love you, Ground! It's so solid, so
supportive. I can't believe we just did that!
Lucky hugs Spirit.
If we can do that, we can do anything. We'll get your family back, Spirit. I know it.
Only Lucky Prescott would finally join up with her horse on the Ridge of Regret.
I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Look! The water tower!
I can't believe it!
We made it! We can camp at that overlook. When the train comes at noon, we'll see it for miles.
Okay, but I'm walking the rest of the way.
Prue, you have a pretty good voice. We should start a band!
Nope. At their campsite, Abigail adds wood to the fire, then grabs sticks with marshmallows.
Tomorrow, we face our destiny. But tonight, we feast!
Yes, I am starving.
Several marshmallows stick to Abigail.
What? Oh, do I have marshmallow on my face?
Well, yes, but that's not it.
We crossed the Ridge of Regret.
Us! Yeah, we did the impossible.
That was crazy.
We made bad choices.
And tomorrow, we're gonna take on a bunch of dangerous bandits.
It's not funny.
I know.
Lucky stops laughing and looks at her friends.
Are we insane?
Boomerang munches on marshmallows.
Boomerang pea stubble. Get out of there.
Chica Linda eats one off his face.
You can see all the stars in the universe from here.
Oh, I forgot. I made us something.
Abigail hands them bracelets with their initials.
There's always time for friendship-based crafting.
P-A.
No. Wait. Prue, Abigail, and Lucky. Oh. We're pals.
I'm never going to take this off.
Prue, you big softie.
Oh,
okay, I knew you liked
me. Cut it out.
Never.
Getting marshmallow on me.
Lucky plays ukulele and sings.
I got my pals and that's enough. We join up. Join up.
She gives it to Abigail.
It's easier than ever when we do things together. Join up. Join up. Heels down in the saddle with my very best friend. Now that the beast has someone I can trust to the end.
Hush! Do you hear that? It's the Shifty Fox.
And his family.
Al finds Snips tied up in the barn.
Snips?
Oh, hello, Mr. Granger. Information hot off the press for just a penny.
Lucky? Lucky?
Jim enters Lucky's bedroom and spots the wardrobe pushed aside. Peering into the adjacent room, he regards his late wife's outfits and belongings. Al arrives.
Jim! Whoa! What's with all the berries?
I told myself I was keeping her safe by sending her away.
You can tell me all about it. On the way.
But who was I really trying to protect?
Yes, protect them.
Cora listens.
As in, right now.
All those years lost. I never should have let her go.
Yeah, go is the word of the day, as in, the girls are gone.
What?
So now we have to do whatever this is later.
Gone where?
They're headed over Heck Mountain to save a herd of wild horses, and I'm afraid those rustlers stole the train.
Lucky is riding over Heck Mountain on a horse?
What the heck is Heck Mountain?
Why are we sitting around here talking?
Did you catch the part about the train?
I am the train.
Jim opens his barn to reveal a train engine with Milagro's name painted on the front.
Whoa.
She's the fastest train ever built. I had some spare parts.
Jim touches his wife's name.
Let's go get our girl.
Daytime. Sunlight spreads over the canyon. The three girls and their horses stand atop a ridge.
All right. Remember the plan. First, we're gonna get to the water depot.
Then, we're gonna bring the rain of righteous retribution!
Let's go!
That's it!
They gallop toward the depot. The water-covered ground reflects the bright blue sky as the girls ride alongside the train. Hendrix spots them.
Huh?
Lucky leaps off Spirit. She kicks Hendrix in the face, then kicks the stop button. The train halts.
Go, go, go!
Lucky runs on top of the train toward the Wranglers. She kicks them off. Prue and Abigail free the wild horses. The herd circles Spirit as he dances. Eyes closed, Lucky spins in the air. The blue sky behind her fades away. Lucky wakes up at the campsite. On his own, Spirit runs to the train.
Spirit? Spirit! The train's too early! Abigail! Prue, wake up! Let's go!
Huh?
Abigail eats a marshmallow off her face.
Train!
Oh no, wake up, Chica.
Come on, let's go!
Lucky hurries down the hill.
Stop!
Well, this must be my lucky day.
As Spirit tries to free his herd, the men lasso him. Hendrix points to the wound on his face.
Thanks for the new tattoo. Now I get to return the favor.
No! Don't touch him! Don't get in there, Spirit, please!
Load him up!
Come on, faster! Two-hand pickup!
Lucky!
Prue and Abigail pick up Lucky as they ride toward the train.
Go, go!
Hendrix whips Spirit.
No, stop!
Just get him in there!
Oh, come on, hurry!
They lock Spirit inside.
Hurry it up now!
The train departs and the girls ride after it.
Hurry, hurry, faster, girl, faster!
They catch up to the rear car.
Just get a bit closer, I can jump!
Okay, great idea!
No, what?
Bad idea!
Pick it up, Boo.
As they reach Spirit's car, the train picks up speed. The girls fall behind.
No!
Lucky jumps off of Boomerang.
Spirit!
Spirit slams against the walls, then bucks and kicks. At the front of the train, Hendrix leans out of the engine car.
Yeah, enjoy the sunrise, boys. It's the last one in this country. We're almost home.
The steam locomotive speeds into the distance. On her knees, Lucky hangs her head. Still on their horses, Prue and Abigail share a somber look. Abigail peers down in thought.
You know, once I was playing checkers and I lost all my pieces. All of my pieces, and I still won the game.
I think what Abigail is trying to say is, the Lucky we know would never let anything stop her. Until Spirit gets on that boat, we still have a chance.
We'll never know if we don't try. We are the pals, aren't we?
What do you say, Prescott?
Lucky gets to her feet and stares into the distance. Elsewhere, the Milagro locomotive races down the tracks. The scene changes from day to evening to night. Jim, Al, and Cora each wear determined expressions. Jim's hat flies off in the strong wind. At a pier, Hendrix and his men load the horses onto a ship.
Right this way, ladies.
I can't wait till I feel that gold.
Welcome to your new home.
Mr. Hendrix, Captain says he's ready to go.
Come on. Let's hurry up and get out of here.
They hurry the horses up the ramp to the ship. Spirit flails inside his car. The girls arrive on a hilltop.
There they are! Where's Spirit? He's in the green car. Go!
Yeah!
They ride down the hill to the pier. A dock worker motions to Spirit's car.
Jeez, what do they have in there? A rhinoceros?
As they near the ship, Lucky leaps atop the Wrangler's train.
Okay, steady.
She runs to Spirit's car.
Cover me.
This is the last one. Go!
Lucky opens the roof hatch, and Spirit looks up.
Hey, bud.
Chica Linda, let's go.
As Prue and Abigail distract the workers, Spirit kicks the door open. Lucky rides him.
Doesn't that girl ever give up? Get rid of her!
The girls knock workers aside.
Hurry up, bird brains!
No!
The Wranglers lift the boarding ramp. The large ship begins to depart.
Oh, would you look at that? Breaks my heart you've come so far for nothing. Kind of brings a tear to my eye.
Lucky spots a trestle bridge that leads from a building to the departing ship. She rides Spirit ahead. Her friends follow.
Hold her right there!
Yes, sir!
Prue knocks a man off his horse.
Oh, no, you don't.
Abigail ties up two men.
My six-year-old brother moves faster than you.
Nice night, horsewoman.
Prue knocks men into the water.
He smells better, too.
Abigail?
They notice Spirit and Lucky heading for the bridge. Spirit climbs up stacked crates and hops onto a roof.
Oh, she's crazy. Huttier than a road apple.
Is she thinking what I think she's thinking?
I think so.
Lucky rides Spirit up to more rooftops and arrives at the tall bridge. The Mustang hesitates.
All right. You ready?
Al, Cora, and Jim arrive on the Milagro train.
Lucky?
Lucky!
That's not good.
Lucky!
Oh, no!
Lucky!
Oh, I can't look.
Spirit paces in a circle.
Yeah!
He rears up, then gallops down the bridge with Lucky. Spotlights shine up onto them. At the edge, Spirit takes a flying leap. Everyone watches as he soars through the air.
Huh?
Spirit's back hooves clip the boat railing. He slides across the deck, then stands upright with Lucky on his back.
You think she'd teach me how to do that?
I told you she was fun.
Hey!
Lucky!
Cora, by any chance you pack your baby costume?
Jim dives in and Cora spots a rowboat.
Oh, my. Jim.
Let's go, turtle leg!
Come on! Yes.
Hendrix and his men climb up to the deck. Spirit snorts at them.
Find the girl.
Find her!
On a lower deck, Lucky finds the wild horses locked in a pen. Holding lassos, the Wranglers surround Spirit.
All right, devil horse, nice and easy. Yeah, I'm gonna teach you something.
Spirit dodges one lasso, but another catches him.
We're not going anywhere.
Spirit pulls, throwing the Wrangler into a bell post. The other horses rear joyfully. Spirit kicks another man into the bell. Lucky tugs on the locked gate. A scrawny Wrangler approaches her with a crowbar.
Looking for something?
A horse kicks part of the fence into him.
Atta girl.
Using the crowbar, Lucky pries the gate open. The horses run out. Spirit spins another Wrangler around and throws him into the bell post. The Mustang turns to another man who jumps off the boat.
I don't get paid enough for this!
You're not going anywhere, boy.
Hendrix ties off a lasso looped to Spirit's neck.
I'm the tango.
Hendrix approaches him.
Stop!
Why you gotta be such a pest?
Spirit, easy, boy, easy. I'm here, boy. Easy.
Now you swim along home now, girl.
Lucky hops onto Spirit's back.
You first. Yeah.
Come and get me.
No, no, no.
no, wait!
Spirit rams Hendrix overboard, and the other horses toss their heads happily. Lucky removes the lasso. The scrawny wrangler opens a side door and leaps off the ship.
No. Easy now, Spirit. All right, boy. Trust me.
Spirit steps to the edge. As they arrive on the rowboat, Cora fires a flare gun.
Lucky, no!
Spirit jumps into the water. Lucky falls off his back and holds her breath. Beneath the glow of the flare, the other horses jump off the ship. Lucky surfaces.
Spirit! Lucky! Where is she?
Lucky!
Spirit!
Lucky!
On the ship, the speckled foal looks scared. Spirit whinnies up to him, and his mother gives him a nudge.
Quick, grab it!
As the wranglers approach, the foal jumps in. His mother follows.
Spirit, where are you?
Struggling, Lucky sinks beneath the water. Her dad dives in and saves her.
Oh, I got you, Lucky. I won't let you go.
They grab onto Spirit, and he swims for the shore. Two men lasso Boomerang and Chica Linda.
Boomerang!
Where do you think you're going?
Heads up, boys!
Al hurls a barrel at the men.
Dad! Oh, Dad.
Uh-oh. Nice knowing ya.
I'm grounded, aren't I?
Yep, for life.
He hugs her.
And your parents want a word with you too, young lady.
Good. Boomerang licks Al. Lucky, Jim, and the wild horses arrive at the shore. Hendrix rises from the water and stomps after them.
Somebody's luck just ran out.
Yes, yours.
Cora whacks him with an oar. Lucky lassos Hendrix.
Go!
Spirit pulls him onto the beach. The foal trots over and sits on Hendrix's head.
Let me go!
Good job, little guy.
Root, give me a hand.
Lucky?
I know. I broke the rules. Your one rule... I'm sorry.
No, Lucky, I'm sorry. I should have known how far you'd go to save Spirit. Your mom would have done the same thing.
He takes her hands.
I am so proud of you. Now go finish what you started.
You're also a Prescott.
And Prescotts never give up.
Lucky hugs her father.
Thanks, Dad.
With a relieved smile, Jim holds her tightly. Cora wears a moved expression. She whacks two wranglers with the oar as they reach shore.
Nice rowing, Cora. Woo! Quite an honor.
Jim helps Lucky onto Spirit, then points at the horse.
You take good care of her.
Jim goes to the tied-up Hendrix.
Kids these days.
They grow up so fast.
Be careful out there.
Be back for dinner tomorrow. And no ridiculously dangerous shortcuts.
Can't make any promises.
I heard that.
Lucky, Prue, and Abigail ride off with the wild horses in tow. A large bird flies overhead, its wings outstretched. Leading the wild horses, the girls ride into a forest. Lucky throws her hands up in celebration. Abigail ducks under a low-hanging tree branch. Side by side, the three friends leap over a fallen tree on the trail. The wild horses leap over the tree as well. The foal gets caught on the thick trunk, then scrambles over it. Lucky glances over her shoulder with a smile. Spirit and the other horses slow to a stop. The girls gaze out at a lush green valley. Mountains stand in the distance.
Wow. Look at this place. This is it. Nothing but wilderness for miles.
Lucky's expression turns somber. Abigail notices as Lucky rides ahead. Abigail shares a concerned look with Prue, who gestures for her to wait. Spirit steps to the edge of a small cliff overlooking the valley. Lucky and the Mustang take in the majestic view. Abigail, Prue, and the other wild horses wait by the edge of the forest. Lucky stares uncertainly at Spirit.
Well, Spirit, I guess it's time for me to go.
Spirit snorts and shakes his head. Lucky glances back at the other horses. She wears a thoughtful expression.
Your herd needs you.
Lucky hugs Spirit. She climbs down from his back. The girl lingers briefly, then walks back to her friends. Spirit follows Lucky and nudges her with his nose. As she turns, the Mustang trots in a circle. Facing Lucky, Spirit paws at the ground. Lucky regards him sadly as he steps closer. Abigail and Prue watch with somber gazes. Spirit nuzzles Lucky's face. She smiles faintly, then lowers her gaze.
I'm sorry, boy, but I can't go with you.
They stare at each other. Lucky puts her forehead against Spirit's nose.
My herd needs me too.
Spirit steps forward and Lucky hugs him. Gently holding the horse's face, she looks him in the eyes. Spirit lifts his leg and slowly steps back. With tears in her eyes, Lucky does the same. Spirit turns away. He glances back at Lucky as Prue and Abigail comfort her. The foal trots over. Lucky touches her head to the little horse's nose.
Stay fearless, brave one.
The foal turns to Spirit, who rises onto his hind legs. The mother horse trots over and Lucky pets her muzzle. As the herd departs, Abigail waves.
Bye, Mama. Take care of the little one.
Spirit lingers behind. He shares a final look with Lucky, then follows his herd. Lucky, Prue, and Abigail watch as the wild horses gallop across the lush valley. Lucky smiles sadly, and a tear slides down her cheek. At home, Lucky sits on the window ledge outside her bedroom. The trees bear autumn leaves. She looks at her friendship bracelet.
I told you the summer would be over before you knew it. We'll come to visit more now, at the holidays. And next summer...
She puts the strawberry doll in her suitcase.
And there's still the big festival tonight. Your father's probably wondering what's taking us so long. Now, which one of these says Miradero Festival?
Cora holds up dresses. She looks at both options.
I see your point.
Now, locals enjoy the Miradero Festival.
Ice cream! Get your ice cream! One penny! Hey, you're eating all the inventory!
Over here!
Jim looks stunned as he spots Lucky wearing her mother's pink dress as she arrives with Cora. Lucky twirls and he smiles.
Your mother's dress. It suits you.
Cora dodges the llama's spit.
I had to take it in a little bit.
May I offer you a hand there, senorita?
Oh, I never.
Care to make an exception?
Oh, well.
Cora dances with the rugged man.
This was your mother's favorite place.
What was she like?
Well, she was crazy about strawberries, just like you. She was a wild soul and the bravest person that I ever met. Until you. Well, there's no way I can tell you everything about your mom before you go home. Unless, I mean, you stay.
He smiles nervously.
I am home.
Jim gleefully spins her around.
Yes, you are.
Daddy's doing great.
I think my horse is a better dancer.
Step, clap.
Excuse me. Hey, everybody. Everybody. I have an important announcement about my dog.
What are you doing?
She's staying. This song's for you, Lucky. Your mother sang it much sweeter than I ever could, but welcome home.
Jim performs on a small stage.
Listen to the wind roar. See the mighty eagle soar.
Mr. Lucky, that is a really bad singer. Take me closer.
Okay, last stop.
We should start a band.
Nope.
Be strong, be brave, let courage.
Cora dances past Lucky.
If you're staying, then so am I.
Las Caballeras arrive on their horses. Valentina and the other women wear their vibrant pink dresses. Lucky smiles with delight.
And know that you
have everything you need.
Hey, Prescott! You're seeing a mirror too!
Help! Yes!
Come on, guys!
Oh my goodness, Lucky! If you're staying, you're gonna need a horse!
Lucky and her friends dance. In the valley, Spirit gallops across the plains. The herd follows him. The wild horses continue up a grassy hill. In the distance ahead, the sun sets beyond the horse-shaped rock formation. Cut to black. DreamWorks, Spirit Untamed. Credits appear over images of Lucky, Spirit, and other characters. Directed by Elaine Bogan. Co-director Ennio Torreson Jr. Produced by Karen Foster, PGA. Screenplay by Ari Wallington and Kristen Hahn. Score by Amy Doherty. Isabella Merced. Marsai Martin. McKenna Grace. Walton Goggins. Andre Brower. With Julianne Moore. And Jake Gyllenhaal. Editor R. Orlando Duenas. Production designer Paul Duncan. Visual effects supervisor Sabrina M. Riegel. Head of character animation Sean Sexton. Head of story Anthony Zierhut. Head of layout Robert Crawford. Associate producer Tim Power. Production manager, Shabraya B. Cleaver. Supervising technical director, TJ Jackson. Image finaling supervisor, Stephen Malia. Supervising sound designer, Rick Romatka. Re-recording mixers, Patrick Ciccone Jr., Rick Romatka. Casting by Christy Soper Hilt, CSA. Credits roll. Based on the DreamWorks animation film, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. And the DreamWorks animation television series, Spirit Riding Free. Additional dialogue by Catherine Nolfi. Cast. Isabella Merced as Lucky Prescott. Marsai Martin as Prudence Granger. McKenna Grace as Abigail Stone. Walton Goggins as Hendrix. Andre Brower as Al Granger. Julianne Moore as Cora Prescott. Jake Gyllenhaal as Jim Prescott. Asa Gonzalez as Milagro Navarro Prescott. Lucien Perez as Snip Stone, Joe Hart as James Prescott Sr., Alejandra Blengio as Valentina, Bridget Hoffman as Baby Lucky Prescott, Jerry Clark, Gino Montesinos, Lou Temple, Gary Anthony Williams as Wranglers, Jerry Clark as Llama Cowboy, Rennie Rivas as Lady with Dog, Gino Montesinos as Rodeo Cowboy, Lou Temple as Conductor, Gary Hecker as Horse Vocals. Story. Production supervisor, Ellen Tremiti. Story artists, Sarah Gold Ambergi, Tom Caulfield, Gary Graham, Todd Kurosawa, Hae Jung Lim, Carrie McAllister, Ariel Rosenstein, Wendy Sullivan, Daniel Tall. Additional story artists, Catherine Rader, William Salazar, Toby Shelton. Production coordinator, Kelsey Kerr. Production assistant, Haley Fritz. Editorial. Production supervisor, Ellen Tremiti. Associate editors, C.K. Hornis, Christopher Knights. First assistant editor, David Krooms. Assistant editor, Nick Siefke. Additional editing by John K. Carr, ACE. Additional assistant editor, Josh Lukowitz. Production coordinators, Kelsey Kerr, Matt Lohman. Production assistant, Haley Fritz. Art Department. Production Supervisor, Anna John. Character Designers, Joe Pitt, Brian Jeffcoat. Additional Character Design, Lauren Arias. Visual Development Artists, Lauren Arias, Felicia Chen, Natalie Corsi, Mike Hernandez, Marcos Mater Mestre, Peter Menez, Paul Shoeni, Stan Schill, Brian Wong. Additional Visual Development Artists, Wu Young Jung, Celine Dayer Kim, Borya Montoro, Zach Retz. Production coordinators, Sarah Elenin Matos, Crystal Montoya. Layout. Production Supervisor Irina Quadra. Layout Artists Jessica Abigail Adams, Gregory Breitzman, Danny D. Clark, Juan Gonzalez, John Hasbrook, Andy Long, Matthew D. Schmidt, Pamela B. Stefan, Chris Stover, Samantha Wade. Additional Layout Artists Christopher L. Production Coordinator Catherine Anderson. DreamWorks Production Unit. Character Rigging and Animation Development. Character Rigging Lead, Lindsay K. Horton. Character Rigging Development, Landon Graham. Animation Development, Ryan Page. Animator, Patrick Giuziano. Digimat. Digital Artists, Justin Brandstater, Milica Fidel, Elias Gonzalez, Pamela Hobbs, Jason Pethtel, Hugh Vang. Songs. Fearless, written by Amy Doherty. Hail to the Chief, written by James Sanderson. Riding Free, written by Carrie Kimmel. Better with You from Spirit Untamed, written by Lindsay Batchelder, Garrison Starr. Performed by Isabella Merced. Join Up, written by Elaine Bogan. Ragged Wood, written by Robin Pecknold, performed by Fleet Foxes. Fiesta, written by Daniel Indart, performed by Mariachi La Estrella. You Belong from Spirit Untamed, written by Michael Pollack, Zach Skelton, Casey Smith, Jake Torrey, performed by Becky G. Fearless, Valiente Duet, from Spirit Untamed, written by Amy Doherty, performed by Isabella Merced and Aza Gonzalez. Soundtrack on Backlot Music. DreamWorks Spirit Untamed, copyright 2021, DreamWorks Animation, LLC. All rights reserved. DreamWorks Animation, LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures. Read by Leilani Jones Wilmore. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. To Kelly Asbury, Pals Forever.